pass along in your ears. Oh, your worst fears.
Lucy, somebody's got some explaining to do.
That was the Mometers. Thanks to the Mometers for recording our new theme song.
Oh, yeah, like you know the Mometers.
Like, I do know two of the Mometers.
Like if you saw the Mometers like in a room and they saw you, like they would say, hey, Ken, like they'd recognize you.
Yes, two of them would.
The Mometers.
The Mometers.
And you got them to record a version of our theme song.
Yes. How did you like it?
I've never been more grateful that I have trouble understanding lyrics.
You were smiling. You picked out a few lyrics here and there.
The show that won't go away, that's what I heard.
Oh, you always focus on the negative. There were
a few positive lines.
Yeah, there were a couple of positive lines. Me sticking it to the man.
That was funny. Now listen, just tell me now. I won't be mad. I just want to know the truth. Is that what we're going to be hearing every week?
Not necessarily.
I won't be mad. You can tell me.
No. There's a lot of versions of Telstar. We're going to mix them up.
Yeah, maybe mixing them up's a good idea.
I've got another vocal version.
Oh!
That needs to be edited and put into one piece. It's in about five different pieces right now.
Oh, like Good Vibrations. Like a classic. Like
exactly.
Like a little mini sort of opera deal.
In fact, the melody is very much like Good Vibrations.
I can't wait for that one.
And that's the vocalist is Lisa from the Bell Rays.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know Lisa.
I've met her.
From the Bell Rays.
Yes.
Like if you were in a room together, if she saw you on the street, she'd say, hey, Ken.
No, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't recognize you.
She probably wouldn't remember me. We spent only 1 hour together. So did you like it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was something.
That's good. You were laughing and smiling.
I don't know how I kept myself from dancing.
Well, the straps.
Just sheer. The straps, yeah. If I wasn't strapped down at the beginning of every show.
Well, I learned my lesson.
Man, because how could you not? I'm sure any listeners we have that are not strapped down, I bet they were dancing their hearts out. And there's got to be some. Yeah, that was great. Thanks. What a wonderful surprise. You know how I love surprises. The last time I was surprised here, it was Andy Breckman Day or whatever that was.
Yeah, Andy Breckman, this is
Andy
your life.
Andy Breckman Month. Well.
Well, well.
Hey, so now what did we do last week? Oh, yeah, we celebrated a successful FMU show.
Yeah, Glenn Jones' 100-hour program.
Why don't we do that again? Just pick a show every week and just a show that works and is... has fans and people seem to love
okay.
It.
Let's celebrate Tom Sharpling's program from last night. Last night, the best show on WFMU interviewed Hot Rockin' Ronnie, who probably by now has actually beaten Glenn Jones's record.
I talked to Sharpling today, and apparently it's all over the FMU website.
Hot Rockin' Ronnie's 200-hour show.
I guess when he broke the record, some bulletins appeared on the website.
Yeah.
That is pretty funny, but... But
we actually have an idea. We don't have to do a show about anybody else's show this week because we have an actual idea.
Okay. If you say it, it's your responsibility. I always try to stall.
No. This was your idea.
We played chicken.
Actually, this was a collective idea.
This is us playing chicken.
I think
we don't want to be the one. We don't want to be the one to enunciate the theme of the show because then we're responsible.
No, I'm going to be grown up about it. We both came up with this idea together.
Okay, just remind me what it is.
We're looking for the cheapest person we can find.
Your idea. It's your show.
No.
It's on you.
No. We're looking for the cheapest person we can find, not necessarily a listener, because we're not actually calling listeners.
Yeah.
What we're doing...
The cheapest person in New Jersey.
Yeah.
We're going to seek them out.
Exactly.
So they'll probably be a Scotsman or Scots, right?
I never heard this before. You're the one... I never heard this notion that Scots were cheap.
That's because people are intimidated and don't talk honestly around you. That's why you never heard it.
Okay, so what's a good Scottish
name? Did you ever hear this? Albinos talk with their hands?
No, I never heard that.
All right. Albinos are very cliquish. Like, if there are, like, three albinos at a college, they'll probably eat together at the cafeteria.
Uh-huh.
There'll be an albino table.
Well, that's understandable. They, you know, they need to stick together.
Why?
Because there's certain problems that albinos have that probably only other albinos can really relate to.
I guess. It still doesn't explain how Scots are so cheap.
I used to sit right down at the albino table when I was in college.
Because you were so open-minded.
I would. I would march right
make
over.
Because you had a few opinions about melanoma.
Yeah. I've experimented with oscillating eyeballs. That's what albinos had.
I used to walk past the albino table and pretend to be blinded.
They're used to that.
I know.
They get that all the time.
Oh, you should have seen how I did it, though. Even they had to laugh.
Oh, you can make anything funny. I know. You're excellent at even making insults funny.
You know what, Ken? It's a gift and a curse.
Believe me, I know.
The gift and the curse. That'd be a good name for this show. Unfortunately, we already have such a fine theme song for 7 Second Delay. We're now locked into that name.
Oh, speaking of that fine theme song... We can hear it again if you like. Maybe later.
Did they have to pay royalties because they used the Telstar melody?
No.
Don't you have to like?
No.
Isn't that illegal?
No. If you... So let's get on with our program.
Okay. Okay.
No, actually, you want to know the truth?
No.
About that?
No.
Okay. Well,
how interesting could the truth
be? I'm going to tell you anyway.
Go ahead.
We pay royalties.
Yeah, right.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
No, I gave him your credit card number. I sent it in to BMI and ASCAP and said anytime they feel the need to take any royalty fees, just take it off this card.
From anyone?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Help yourself, boys. It's like a little penny. It's like a little tray of pennies by the cash register. Anytime you need a little something, here's a credit card. Okay, so we're going to call Scots people, McGowans and McGregors, and to prove, it's like a little experiment, to prove my theory. And my theory, our working theory in this show is they're so damn cheap.
I've never heard that before.
No one speaks openly around you. They know how sensitive you are.
Yeah.
You're missing out on a lot.
Okay. Well, let's call Andrew McGowan.
He's probably so cheap. Okay, so here's what we'll do. How can we prove how cheap they are? Oh, this will be sweet. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to pretend we're from some radio station. Wait, we don't have to pretend.
We are.
We are.
Maybe we should pretend we're from a real radio station.
Yeah, exactly. A grown-up radio station that doesn't do, say this.
Right.
And we're going to... we're going to congratulate them and pretend that they've just won some sort of contest. And the contest prize will be...
Postage stamps,
like 10. Let's start with 10 or 20. Let's start with 20 stamps.
Earlier today, we agreed we would start with 30.
Yeah, but it's my money. Well,
30 postage stamps is only 10 bucks.
Okay.
It's only 10 bucks.
Okay, we're going to congratulate them. We're going to tell them they've won... 30 postage stamps. Wait, why don't we say 27 as if it was a real contest and we're adding every week a few postage stamps to the jackpot. And we're up to 27 stamps.
Okay.
Okay, that'll be funny. Trust me. I'm a pro. And then but here's the sweetest part of the idea. We're going to congratulate them. We're going to convince them that they won and they did win. We will send it to them. And then we're going to put them on hold. And we're going to see if they will stay on hold for a minute. We're going to say, I guess what we'll say is, congratulations, you've won these stamps. We're going to put you on hold We're going to put you on hold for a second, and then you're going to talk to our producer. Our producer will get your, will verify your name and address.
I can't. I don't want to verify their address on the air.
No, we just, well, we won't. Just, we won't. We'll just. We just have to give them a reason to stay on hold.
Well, we know their address.
Okay, that's right. We're telling a little white lie about that. But why else would we put them on hold?
We have to come up with some other reason why they're on hold.
Please, please, we're going to put you on hold.
Just why don't we? Why do we have to give them a reason? We're saying you've won 27 postage stamps. Please hang on for 1 minute so you can collect your prize.
Well, no, don't say 1 minute. The whole idea is we've got to see how long they say.
Please hang on in order to collect your prize. Shall I write that down for you?
I don't think that's right. I think it should be please hang on. Please hang on. Our producer's going to pick up and.
But
and
we
make
don't
sure
have,
we have
a,
the right address.
We don't have a.
No, of course. And then after a minute, if they stay on for a minute, we'll pick up the phone and we'll say we have your address, and we'll be sending you the stamps. What? Who cares if whether there's a real producer?
Okay. Then we'll say we have your address.
Yeah, and we'll be sending you the stamps.
Okay. I don't want to announce their address on
the air. Of course not.
Okay.
Because then people would drive by their house and make fun of them because they're so cheap. Staying on the phone for a minute to get some stamps. So you want to start with 27 stamps?
I want to start with 30 stamps.
I want to start with 27.
Okay. It's your show.
Oh, no.
It's your idea.
We'll start with 30. I just don't want the weight of the world on, the weight of the show on my shoulders. Who are we calling?
Andrew McGowan.
Andrew McGowan. That cheap bastard. Okay. So we have to tell them they're on the air.
Yes, you do. You might want to spit out your gum. For pretending to be a real radio station.
Maybe it's the Doubleman Gum Hour.
Hello.
Hi, Andrew McGowan, please.
Speaking.
Sir, my name is Andy, and I'm calling from WFMU in Jersey City. It's a radio station, and we do a show every week called Special Delivery, and you have just won our weekly jackpot. Congratulations. I should tell you, you are on the air. Our jackpot is not that big right now. It's 27 first-class postage stamps. Last week, unfortunately, you should have won last week. We were giving away 700 postage stamps. But this week, we're starting the jackpot over, and we're giving you 27 postage stamps. Each one is worth 34 cents. So congratulations very much. Could you please stay on the phone, and our producer will come on and verify your address, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay, now he's on the air.
He cannot hear us. Do we have a clock ticking?
That started at 1:19.
Okay. So at 2:19.
Did you really give away 700 postage stamps last week?
No. In fact, our show is not actually called Special Delivery.
Oh, I should have known.
Now, this guy is definitely out of our listening range.
No, not necessarily.
Ooh. He can't hear us.
Theoretically.
Okay. Do you think he's going to stay out for a minute?
I do.
Because he's Scotch? Scotch? Because he's a Scotsman?
No, I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Because they're inherently cheap?
No.
I wonder if he'll stay on. How many more seconds? 19, 18?
20 seconds.
Oh, I'm going to have to give these stamps away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Make a note.
Okay, you make a note of who this is.
Oh, you're right. I got to write down his name. Yeah, you sing a show tune or something.
I'm just going to put him on the air. Oh. I can't believe he stayed on the air. There goes my theory.
Okay. Well, now we'll lower.
Okay, put him back on. We're going to go pot him up or whatever you do. Do your magic. Hi, thanks for holding. And those stamps are in the mail. We have your address, sir.
Okay, and what radio station is this?
It's WFMU. Thank you. 27 stamps are in the mail.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Easy as pie.
27. Okay, 27 is not the magic number. I will find the number where they will not stay on the phone.
What is that? What do you think that number is going to be?
It's obviously less than 27. 27 is apparently irresistible to these people. It's worth a minute of their life.
Now, dare we call somebody who might be in the FMU listening area?
No!
Okay, fine.
Okay.
I don't have
Did you write down 27 stamps?
We'll have to get the zip codes later. That's the one part of their address I don't have.
Okay. So let's call another Scotsman or Scots chick.
Okay.
Those cheap kilt-wearing bastards are so cheap. Do you think they'd stay on the line for a minute for 21 stamps? How much money is that?
21, it's like $6.80, something like that, $6.80.
You want to try like 15 stamps? Would you stay on the phone for someone called and said, hey, you've just won 14 stamps?
No, I would not. I would not. I've told you, I have hung up on people who've offered me cruises and free vacations.
Well, I have too, because you know a cruise and a free vacation. You know it's some sort of scam. It's like trying to get you to look at some timeshare stuff in Florida. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just smells. Your spidey sense goes off.
Right.
But 14 stamps, there's no scam there. That's just stupidity.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not. It's just so stupid. I mean, no one would lie about 14 stamps.
Well, we are not lying, but there is an ulterior motive.
Which is what? We're ridiculing and mocking them.
Yes.
That's right. So they're not wrong.
You forgot.
You're right. For a second, I forgot. For a second, I thought they'd be wrong to hang up. But thank you for reminding me.
Yes, they would be correct to hang up.
Correct to hang up.
They should hang up on us.
In a perfect world, no one would even answer our phone.
That's right.
You're absolutely right.
Just as long as you have things straight in your own head.
All right, let's try 14 stamps.
With Heather?
Heather McGowan?
Yep.
Yes.
14 stamps with Heather.
Would she stay? Now, do you think she'll stay on for a minute and a half? What's your bet?
A minute and a half?
For 14 stamps. Oh, she'd be cheap. She'd be the cheapest. She'd be the cheapest gal in New Jersey. Come on, let's go a minute and a half.
Okay.
Okay, 90 seconds for 14 stamps. You know where this is going, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to one stamp. I know.
We're going to find the guy that will stay on the phone for 4 minutes because he won one
but
stamp.
This isn't right, though, because what we're doing is we're lowering the prize.
Yeah.
We've gone from 27 stamps to 15 stamps, but you're raising.
And we're increasing the time.
It doesn't make sense. You should just keep it at a minute and then lower the number of stamps.
No, I have the ratio in my head.
Okay.
I can figure it out. How many seconds per stamp? That's easy.
Okay.
So this is Heather McGowan. Ew. You never heard that Scots were really cheap?
Never heard that.
You know how, like, when you mug a Scotsman, they won't give up their wallet? They'd rather die.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. McGowan?
No, she's not here. Can I help you?
Oh, hi. My name is Andy, and I'm calling from WFMU. It's a real radio station in Jersey City, New Jersey. And we're doing we do a special show every Wednesday called Special Delivery.
I'm just a babysitter. They're gone for the evening.
Oh, they're gone.
Hello?
Hi. Hold on. Let me consult with my little pal, Ken. He's actually not just my...
They hung up. The babysitter, Heather's babysitter, hung up on you.
That's how bad things are.
Yep.
I didn't know what to do. I panicked.
You should... Yeah, I say if...
Should I have gone into my spiel?
Yeah. I think you should have done it anyway.
To a babysitter?
Why not?
Well, because then you have... Because then there's other factors at play. Their reaction is skewed. They might not want to stay on the phone. They might not want to hang up the phone because they might feel it's their job to take all messages and calls.
Okay.
I don't think it's as good.
All right. I can't find another female, so why don't we try Roy?
Sure, Roy. I'll bet he's a cheap bastard.
I don't think...
They're so cheap, they don't even wear pants. They save all that material. Did you ever see what they wear?
They don't wear kilts anymore. They wear they wear clothes just like you and me, Andy.
You mean I'm wasting my time hanging around underneath the stairwells? And
yes.
Scottish nursing homes.
Yes.
I'm just wasting my time.
If you want to see male underwear, there's better places to find it than hanging around under the stairwells of Scottish nursing homes. I'm sorry to break the news to you.
After the tone recorded message.
Whoa! I thought he was Scotch. That didn't sound Scotch to me.
It sounded like the FMU robot, antenna robot. All right,
let's try Terrence.
Yeah, Terrence.
Well, actually, I really should be trying towns that are not in our area, right?
Because you don't want them to turn on the radio.
Right.
It's so funny how we assume that
they
wouldn't have us on in our area. We assume they'd have to turn on the radio. Hit shows think that there's a chance the radio's tuned into them.
Ah, that's whiskey talk.
That's just the whiskey.
It's Thomas. You're calling Thomas.
It's just the spearmint gum talking. How's the show going so far?
Fine. Don't lose the will to live. The show is doing great.
Did you hear that new theme song of ours?
Yeah.
Pretty inspiring, huh?
It grew on me as the song progressed.
Yeah. I know. At first you hate it. But then as the song goes on and 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 on, you hate it a lot less. My reaction too.
Leave a message, please.
Man. You know, I'll tell you two things about Scotsmen. They are cheap. And they leave very dry, mechanical-sounding answering machine messages. Those are two stereotypes about Scotsmen.
This is a different Thomas.
Thomas McGowan?
Yeah, but a different Thomas McGowan.
Yeah, oh, great. Hey, it's great that we're only calling McGowans, because then I don't have any... then I know what their name will probably be. Mr. or Mrs. McGowan.
Yeah, this is the same...
Like, wow,
like we're in our home right now. So leave a
message
at the tone. We'll call you back when we get home. Like, bye.
What are the odds of that? We called a number at random, and we found the guy who sang our new theme song.
That was a great message.
Yeah, that was great. Oh, this is a nightmare.
No, it's not. Take it easy.
We should have, now, on a real grown-up station, would we have engineers dialing out?
Yes.
How do we do that? How much are those engineers? What do they get paid?
They cost a lot. Yeah. Oh.
Could we pay them stamps?
Enough stamps, you could pay. Yeah, sure.
Enough stamps, you can move the world, my friend. Move the world.
Now we're calling Todd.
You know, it used to be when you sent away for things, you could pay with stamps. Like it was
really?
The way people send money through the mail.
Yes, get out.
That's true. You might be too young to remember those days. This, of course, is a Mr. and Mrs. McGowan.
This is Todd.
I don't care about the first name.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. McGowan.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Andy. I'm calling from WFMU. It's a radio station in Jersey City.
Yeah.
And we want to congratulate you. You are our weekly winner. We do a show every week here about the postage system called Special Delivery. And we picked your name at random. And we are sending you 14... first-class postage stamps. I wish our jackpot was a little bigger. It's 14 stamps. Each one is worth 34 cents. And we just need you to hang on the phone, and our producer will verify your address. So congratulations. Just stay on the phone. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay, the clock is running.
14 stamps. Mrs. McGowan
A minute and a half for 14 stamps.
Mrs. McGowan is on the phone. She can't hear us right now.
Oh,
God willing.
Probably not. I would say there's a 90% chance she cannot hear us.
Oh, that scares me.
Let's find out. Mrs. McGowan, can you hear me?
Hello. Hey, lady. Look behind you. Hey, it's a cat burglar coming in the window. No. Okay. That's cool.
Maybe there really was a cat burglar coming in the window.
We saved her life. Do you hear a death struggle?
Maybe she was saying, duh.
So she sounded kind of sharp and young.
Yeah.
And here she is. I wonder how long she'll stay on the phone. Oh, no, I have to send her stamps.
She is at 39 cents.
How much is 40?
Sorry. 44 seconds.
44, so she's halfway there. She's halfway there. She is, just to fill in our listeners, this woman is staying on the phone for a minute and a half. So we will send her 14 stamps. It looks like I have not found the magic number yet. There is a number where even people named McGowan, those cheap kilt-wearing bastards, will hang up the phone. Oh, wait, we're going to, 14 seconds. You think she's going to make it? You think she's going to make it?
Yes, I do.
8 seconds.
Oh, I accidentally turned your microphone on.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Just kidding.
Okay, here we go. We got to put her back on the phone. Hi, Mrs. McGowan. Sorry about that delay. We do have your address, and those 14 stamps are in the mail. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yay.
So 14 is not the magic number.
No. So we're going to stay with the McGowans?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're sweet. Hey, guess what my wife's middle name is? Go ahead, guess. We've been talking about McGowans. We've been calling McGowans. Take a guess now what Mary's middle name is.
McGowan.
Exactly right.
Get out.
Yeah?
No, it's not.
She spells it M-A-C. Yes, it is.
Mary McGowan Breckman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably not going to be happy about this. But she's mad at me anyway, I'm sure.
That's good. What's she mad at you now about?
I lost track. I lost track. She doesn't even tell me anymore. She just says I'm mad.
All right, so what are we doing next?
How about we call someone else named McGowan and humiliate them?
Well, I know that.
Oh, okay.
We gave away 27 postage stamps.
I won in 60 seconds.
Mr. McGowan stayed on the line for 60 seconds for 27 stamps.
Who wouldn't? That I understand.
Then Mrs. McGowan stayed on the line for 90 seconds for 14 stamps.
Okay. Now, do you think someone would stay on the line for 2 minutes?
Why are you for eight
stamps?
It makes no sense that
it makes me laugh so much.
You are lowering
the, yes,
you are making the prize smaller and smaller.
There are two ways to test how cheap they are. One is to extend the length of time and the other is to lower the number of stamps.
One would expect that as you made the prize smaller and smaller, that people would be less willing to stay on the line. So why are you increasing the time expectation?
Okay, so let's keep it at 90 seconds. You're right.
Okay.
Okay, I can see that. You want to keep a control to this experiment.
Yes.
I'll tell you how we did things at Boston University.
Okay.
At least for the 5 weeks I attended. We varied the controls all over as much as we wanted. Because we were...
And how long did you last at Boston University?
Well, if my kids are listening, it's a different answer than if they're not listening. The truth is, I didn't last long.
Yeah, they're not listening. Believe me.
I didn't last very long. But so, I had other plans. I was going to be Bob Dylan.
The next Bob Dylan.
No, I was going to be the first Bob Dylan. I didn't really think it through as clearly as I should have.
Let's see, which Bob Dylans were you in? Which next Bob Dylans were you? You were after Steve Forbert, the next Bob Dylan.
No, I was before Steve Forbert.
Oh, you were pre?
Yeah.
Wow, you were the next. So you were probably the next Bob Dylan right before Steve Forbert was the next Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not bad.
We used to meet at the next Bob Dylan convention.
And who was
he? He was great.
Who was the next Bob Dylan before you were?
I guess that would be like a Loudon Wainwright or someone or some people like that.
Yeah. When did
you know who blew us all out of the water at those conventions?
Who?
Bob Dylan's kid.
Jacob?
Jacob. Yeah. He was only six, but who could argue with him? He said, I'm the next Bob Dylan, and we all just kind of slinked away.
Okay, shall we call Tony McGowan?
Sure. Hey, did we do our next Bob Dylan riff?
Yes.
How'd that go?
Great.
I just blanked out.
I'm really glad we did it.
Yeah, I'm glad we rehearsed it so much.
I got some dedicated 7 second delay listeners might remember that about 4 years ago, we did an advance obituary show for Bob Dylan, so that if and when Bob Dylan finally dies,
the station could just put on that tape.
We have a 1 hour long program ready to go. It's in the can. All they have to do is pop the tape in and just sit back and relax.
Now, did we do that when he was sick or before he was sick?
We did it just after he had a death scare.
That's right.
Yeah. And now I have an official "Don't break this glass, except in case of Bob Dylan death" box to post here.
And we just should make it clear to any staff members listening, please, before you break that glass, make sure, 100% sure, that Bob Dylan is in fact dead. Poke him with a stick if you have to.
Right.
Or hold a mirror up below under his nose.
Something like that.
Because he's tricky.
Don't forget the whole Bob Hope thing.
What's that?
A senator expressed. You know, sorrow for Bob Hope's death on the floor.
Oh, erroneously
of the Senate.
Reported?
Yeah, just because like CNN or some website accidentally put up the advance obit.
That's right. Mistakes happen.
Maybe we should lean a stick against the box.
With a little sharp point at the end so you could poke him with it.
Poke Bob with this to confirm death.
Yeah.
I'll put a sign on it.
Okay.
I have white tape.
That's good.
I have some white tape. It's great for making signs like that. All right, let's call Tony McGowan, and we're going to see if Tony McGowan will stay on the line for 90 seconds for...
Okay, we did 14 stamps.
9 stamps?
Sure.
Okay, 9 stamps.
How much money is 9 stamps? It's got to be less than... It's $3, isn't it? It's
okay.
$3.06, isn't it?
Very well.
Because 10 stamps is $3.40. Oh, so I could honestly tell Tony that he's won over $3 worth of stamps. That might be too much. I might call an audible. How about 6 stamps?
Okay.
6. How much is that?
$1.80.
That's perfect.
$1.90, $2,
yeah.
something
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Less than $2. 6 stamps. No, 5 stamps. No, 6 stamps. No, 5. 5, 6. 6. We'll go with 6. 5. Oh, no, 6. I'm just going to say 6. That's it. Final answer. 6. 5. 5 is better. 5 is funnier. 6. Oh, he's not home.
All right, let's call another William.
Yeah. I don't care who you call, as long as it's a cheap, kilt-wearing bastard. One of these cheap... No, I didn't make that up, that Scots are supposed to be cheap.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I messed that one up. Sorry.
They'll hang on to a nickel until they rub the buffalo off the face of it. Those damn Scots. That's just one of the reasons we hate them. Am I right, Ken?
I don't hate the Scots.
Exactly.
You know, when I was in college,
yeah,
I always...
Hi, Mr. McGowan?
Who's calling?
My name is Andy. I'm calling from WFMU. It's a radio... is this his son?
Stepson.
Oh, stepson. Hey, we're calling from WFMU. It's a radio station in Jersey City. And you know what? You're on the air right now. We do a show every Wednesday. It's called Special Delivery.
What's that now?
It's called Special Delivery. It's a radio show, and you're on the air right now.
Yeah.
And you and your family, I guess, and your stepfather have just won our weekly jackpot. We give away stamps every week. Congratulations. Our jackpot is not very big right now, unfortunately. You have won 6 first-class postage stamps. Each one is worth 34 cents. So you've won 6 stamps. Let me say congratulations. If you could just stay on the phone, our producer will come on and verify your address. So okay. Congratulations. 6 stamps are coming your way. Just stay on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he can't hear us now.
Hey, kid, look behind you. It's Jane Mansfield.
Oh, that was good. He would have looked for that.
Yeah, Jane Mansfield. She's got enormous hooters. Okay, so now he's explaining.
6 stamps.
Is how much money?
I've talked to the producer now.
$1.80, $1.90.
He's just chatting with somebody in the room. Let's listen in. Crank him up. Crank up his
volume. I don't think it is Corey, though. I don't know. No.
He's explaining to his friend how this is the luckiest day of his life. 6 stamps. He's halfway there.
You know what the problem is? I have a feeling that we actually learned once before that people will stay on hold simply because we say they're on the air.
But will they stay for a minute for 4 stamps?
We'll find out. Let's go to 3 stamps.
Okay, 3 stamps. So this guy has 20 seconds to go. I think he's going to hang up. Doesn't he have a life?
Well, you told him he was on the air.
Well, I have to.
Yeah.
I was when they called. You were?
5 seconds to go.
Oh, he's good. Wait, let's not pick up yet.
He's at 90
seconds. All right, he went. Okay. Hey, Mr. McGowan. Hey, we have your address. Congratulations. Those stamps are in the mail. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
Okay, so you're saying what's skewing this is the fact that they're on the radio.
Right. In fact, we did a show one time. I don't remember exactly what the premise was. We simply told people they were on the air.
And they stayed on the phone.
It was the music on hold contest.
We were testing what music kept them on hold long.
Right. But now we're not.
Don't we have to tell them they're on the air?
We do. If they're on
the
air.
Is there a way to phrase it? Like, I'm calling from a radio station that is on.
No, we do. If they're on the air, we have to tell them they're on the air. No two ways about it.
Maybe I'll say it in sort of a silly French accent.
No.
Maybe I'll say it in sort of a roundabout, weird, you're on the air. They can't quite understand me. Oh, yeah.
No.
Would that do okay?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm calling from WFMU. Guess what? Yeah.
You have to tell them clearly that they're on the air. The FCC has just started fining people again, in case you didn't hear. Hey, there's Betty.
But that wouldn't affect me. Wouldn't you have to pay the fine?
Yes.
It's not passed along to the talent.
Not yet.
Perfect.
It could be.
So I don't even know why you mentioned it. All right, Betty. We'll try Betty.
And let's get interesting here. Betty's in our listening area. Let's call her anyway.
Yeah, she won't be listening. Okay, so it's...
All right, nobody listens
to this
station.
How many stamps?
Three.
Three stamps for 2 minutes?
No, you keep the time the same.
But 90 seconds, it doesn't seem long enough.
Well,
wait, let's see.
So we are... It's too late. We're dialing.
It's not too late. What do you mean it's too late?
We're dialing.
You mean the computer's been set? We can't change it?
Okay, we're not dialing anymore.
No, wait, what do you mean we're dialing? What does that have to do? We could change it at a moment, at a second's notice.
What?
We could speak Spanish to her.
What? Go ahead. You want to speak? Tell me.
I speak a little.
Say something in Spanish.
I don't speak a lot of Spanish. I speak poco Spanish. There. There's something in Spanish.
What is the sense of lowering the prize, making the prize smaller and smaller, and yet trying to get them to wait longer and longer for it?
What are you going to, submit the results of this little experiment to Scientific American? Like this has to be done by some book?
No, to Guinness.
As long as you have them on the phone.
For the worst concept ever, yeah. Since I'm all palsy-wowsy with them already over the Glenn Jones thing.
Why don't we see if she'll stay on the phone for three stamps for 2 minutes, and then we'll see if someone will stay on the phone for one stamp for 2 minutes. Let's just increase it.
Whatever you want to do.
Because I think keeping him on hold is that's the juice. That's the heart of this thing.
You're right.
That's the gold, man.
I'm dialing her now.
You don't scare me.
You're absolutely right.
You scare everyone else. I ain't scared of you. If that's okay with you, I won't be scared of you.
That's fine.
If I have your permission.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's great. That's good initiative on your part.
Thank you. I hope you're not too upset with me not being scared of you.
No, that's great.
Hi, Mrs. McGowan?
Yes?
Hi, this is Andy, and I'm calling from WFMU. It's the radio station right here in Jersey City. And guess what? You're on the air right now.
No.
We do a show. Yes, you are. You're on the radio.
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
I'm pretty sure you are.
No.
I'm on the radio and I'm talking to you. So you're on the radio. And you know what? You're a big winner. You're our weekly winner. You've won our grand prize. We do a show every week called Special Delivery, all about the mail service. And you have just won our grand prize. We give away postage stamps. Every week, I'm sure you use the postage system as much as we all do. And you have just won. I'm afraid our jackpot is not that big. You've won three postage stamps, three first-class stamps.
No,
each stamp,
honey.
Each stamp is worth 34
no,
cents.
Stamp. Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you just stay on.
There you go. She proved you wrong. She wouldn't wait a second for three stamps.
I've been proven wrong. I feel like I owe the entire country of Scotland a heartfelt apology.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Apologize to Scotland. Is that it? That's
I'm
your.
Sorry. Sorry I said you were cheap. You bastards. Okay.
Okay.
I think what I just proved was Betty McGowan is not Scottish. She married a guy named Larry McGowan, probably.
Ooh.
And she probably is just so frustrated with him because he's so cheap.
Should we find out where she lives? We can, you know.
Who, Betty McGowan?
Yeah.
You mean exactly where?
Yep.
What do you want to do? Go egg her windows or something?
There's a map to her house. Oh, no, it didn't give us a map to her house.
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, well. Should we ask Bill McGowan?
Yeah. Because we know he's Scottish.
No address.
So what? Oh, we need an address.
We
right.
need an address because
yeah.
Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan.
Brendan McGowan.
Because he didn't change his name because guys don't do that. So we know he's a cheap bastard. So we are back to our three stamps, 2 minutes. I'm so embarrassed. Just being mean and doing this show.
Yeah. You've become a zoo.
We are a zoo.
You're a zoo.
No. Zoos have corny and stupid theme songs. Oh. We are a zoo. Are we going to hear this song on the as we leave, too?
Yes.
Oh. We're worse than zoos.
I think we're getting his machine now.
How do you know?
I heard the...
Hi, reach Brian McGowan.
Oh, boy, you're good.
Yeah. All right, shall we try Brian?
Yeah. That cheap bastard. Yeah, Yeah, this is perfect. So if we had an engineer, you and I could still chat while you dial, while he dialed, right? Is that how it would work?
Right.
That'd be
if we were at a real radio station.
All right. So, and
did we already do Brian? I can't remember.
As opposed to this, where you're dialing, you're of no use to me while you dial. I have to sing show tunes. Hand me down that can of beans. Hand me down that can of beans. Hand me down that can of beans.
Brian.
McGowan. I know McGowan. Because we are testing our theory. Scotsmen are the cheapest people on earth. We're looking for the, and we're looking for the cheapest Scotsman.
Betty proved you wrong.
She married, she was not Scots. She was not born Scots. You know what her maiden name was?
Hi, you reached Steph.
What was her maiden name?
I believe her maiden name was Kresh Tool. Because I used to, I used to call her Betty Tool, Betty the Tool.
Uh-huh.
In elementary school. Kids can be so cruel.
Were you a cruel kid? You're not going to answer that, huh?
I'm sorry. Were you a cruel kid? Did you tease people?
I took it from both sides.
Yeah.
I gave it and took it.
I never teased anyone. Unless, except the Japs.
You were the uber hippie.
Yeah, I was the uber hippie. Yeah.
You were the straight hippie. You looked like a hippie.
Yeah.
But you were straight.
Yeah.
Because you were cooler.
They didn't know I was cooler than the hippies.
You were cooler than the hippies.
I was beyond the hippies.
What did the hippies think of you?
Hippies didn't know what to think of me. Some of them admired me, and some of them resented me.
You were straight edge even before there was straight edge.
Yeah. Because I've seen people that weren't straight edge, and I just mocked them and laughed at them.
Okay, this is Kathy.
Kathy McGowan. She might or may not be.
How many stamps are you going to do?
What do you think?
Quick, make up a number.
3.
Okay.
2 minutes.
What's our goal? To get somebody to wait 2 minutes for one stamp?
5 minutes for one stamp. You think we could do it?
No.
Five? Why not? 5 minutes for one stamp. Oh, who
it makes no sense.
Come on, let's go 3 minutes for two. Let's go 2 minutes for three stamps. Oh my God, I'd pee my pants. I would be laughing so hard, I'd pee your pants.
I'll leave my pants with you. You can take them home and pee in them, and then just wash them and bring them back next week.
Okay. I don't know why, but that appeals to me. You probably don't really mean it.
Well, just my pants, though. Not my underwear.
So next Wednesday, I'll be leaving for the show, and I'll say, oh, geez, oh, Mary, oh, I forgot to pee on Ken's pants. Oh, God, I promised I'd pee on his pants, and, oh, there's hardly any time left.
No, you're...
Wait, just give me the pants, I'll do it in the car. Just give me the pants. That'll be me next week.
You're turning it all around. I don't want you to pee in my pants. You wanted to pee on my pants. I'm doing you a favor. You're not doing me a favor.
I never said I pee on your pants. I'm peeing in your pants. Something I can't do unless they're off. Fine. Let's give up on... Should we go right to one stamp?
Yes.
Okay. One stamp, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Do you think it can be done?
No. No way.
Okay. Do you both agree? I know a big Carlos here. Do you both agree? If I can get someone that can stay on the phone on hold for 5 minutes because they won one stamp, that Scots people are the cheapest damn people on the face of the earth.
I still don't agree. But...
Okay, let's do it. Okay. Just call him a gallon.
No, you'll never do it.
I can do it.
You'll
5 minutes.
No, you'll never.
Can do.
No.
Oh, I mentioned Carl's name. Now he's going to be muttering in my ear. I made a strategic error. Okay, here we go. Who are we calling? Doesn't matter. I'm McGowan.
Christopher.
Doesn't matter. 5 minutes. Come on, Andy.
One stamp.
Christopher McGowan. They're McGowan. They're home. They're too cheap to go out. too cheap to use any gas or go to a restaurant, so you know they're home.
Apparently not.
My only theory, they won't pick up the phone. They're afraid it might be a collect call. You know how cheap they are. Come on, you cheap bastards! Did you dial right?
Yeah.
Did you press the numbers down firmly?
Yeah.
Well, did you? I know you dialed all the right numbers, but did you do them in the right sequence?
He didn't say anything about sequence.
Oh, Ken!
Okay.
That's
all right.
One of the most important parts of the phone number. The order that the numbers are in the phone book is the order you have to dial them. Jesus!
That's a suggestion.
Jesus Christ! I had to do everything myself. Who are we calling now?
Chuck.
Oh, good.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. McGowan?
This is his son.
Oh, hey, is your dad home?
I believe so. Hold on a second.
Okay. It's better to talk to the guy.
Yeah. Why? Because he's more Scotch?
He's closer to the old country. He's pure-blooded.
Yeah, he just left.
Oh, no. Hey, listen, I'm calling from WFMU. It's a radio station in Jersey City.
Yes.
And we wanted to call and congratulate. You're on the air. We wanted to congratulate you. We do a show every week called Special Delivery about the postal system.
Okay.
And you guys have won. We give a prize out every week, and you've won our jackpot this week.
And what is this?
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, we gave away our big jackpot last week. We give away postage stamps. Last week, we gave away over 800 first-class stamps. This week, we're starting over again. And I'm sorry, we're actually starting at one stamp. You've won one first-class postage stamp. It's worth 34 cents. I know it's not very big, but congratulations. And
Thank you.
Could just stay on the phone, our producer will come on and verify your address. Anyway, congratulations. You've won yourself one postage stamp. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Okay, sure. All right, here we go.
Okay, 5 minutes, huh? 5 minutes for one stamp.
So
it can't be done.
It'll be done. I hypnotized him. I pulled a Glenn Jones on him, just like you hypnotized Glenn.
Are you going to Glenn's celebration party Sunday?
Oh, the damn post office. I didn't get my invitation.
Father's Day?
Probably got lost in the mail. Is this Sunday Father's Day?
It is.
Oh. My favorite day of the year. Usually I wake up about 11:30, 12 o'clock. Father's Day, I sleep till like 1 in the afternoon. I get that extra hour of sleep.
Yeah, and I bet your kids give you lots of pairs of pants for you to pee in.
Yeah. And usually my wife brings me breakfast in bed on her Father's Day. Breakfast and lunch. I go Brian Wilson all day. I just lay in bed like a beached whale.
Well, anyway, Glenn's big celebration is this Sunday at the Loop Lounge.
And where is that?
Noon to 3. Passaic Park. He did his big appearance at the circus last night.
Oh, that's right. You told me.
I went to the circus.
Oh, how was the circus?
It was great.
And how was he?
He was good. He rode an elephant. He introduced...
Did people know him? Did they seem to know him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of FMU people there.
What circus was it?
The Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers Circus. It's the circus that gets into trouble with the animal rights people.
Fantastic.
And now I understand why.
Perfect.
After seeing the animals.
Yeah.
The animals were in pretty sorry shape.
Did they treat Glenn better than the animals?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me just fill people in. We have this guy on hold while we talk. He's still on hold. Can we listen in?
We are listening in.
Okay, so
he's waiting. He's waiting patiently. He's already been on the air for almost 2 minutes.
We told him he won one. One. You heard me right. One stamp.
And you know what's really sad?
What?
He did win one stamp.
We're going to send it to him.
We are. We're Carlo's making out the envelopes as the show progresses.
Now, do you think we should send an empty envelope except for a note that says, we use stamps for postage. See outside of envelope
no.
for your stamp.
In fact, I think we should send him a bonus stamp. Carlo.
Just to be such a good sport.
Carlo, give Chuck a bonus stamp.
No. Don't. Yeah. No. He didn't earn it. The whole point is it. Oh, my God. He's only halfway there. What a loser. I'm sorry. If there was a contest for the biggest loser in the world, this guy would come in second.
Who'd come in
first? You know, I don't know, but you know why he'd come in second? Because he's such a loser. He can't even win the biggest loser contest. We're talking about loser. Am I right?
Here you go, Carlo.
Okay, you're a generous guy. You're a good-hearted guy. Wouldn't you agree this guy is the biggest loser you ever you ever heard.
No.
Look, he's hanging on the phone. We're going on 3 minutes.
Because you told him he was on the air. People will hang on hold just in order to get back on the air. They're intrigued. They don't know what it's all about. All they know is they got called from a radio station. They were told that they were on the air.
No.
Your little experiment means nothing.
Would you stay on for 5 minutes?
No way.
Would you stay on for 5 minutes for anything?
No.
Mr. Freeman, we have the kidney you've been waiting for. It's a perfect match. Could you please stay on the air? Please stay on the phone.
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
That's because we both do radio shows.
Yeah.
So it means nothing.
We're immune to it. We're too cool.
Yeah.
Would you agree this guy is less cool than us?
No.
Oh, just say something. Less cool than us. He's not as cool as you or me. Would you say he's not as cool as you or me put together?
Yes.
Okay, then. That's something. That's as close as you've ever come to ridiculing someone. We're almost at 4 minutes. He's staying on the phone for one damn stab. You know why I'm dreading the end of my show?
Why?
That theme song. I've never wanted a show to last longer, but today I do.
Yeah, you used to be happy when the theme song came on.
I know. Now I'm completely trapped. I'm in hell. I hate the show, I hate the theme song that ends the show.
Why did they sing like that?
Why did they? You hired them.
It's a hard song to sing, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard song to sing. That's like the national anthem.
It is.
Yeah.
Let's hear you sing.
Well, I can't sing.
You know what? That's how I knew Glenn Jones was really losing his mind during his 100-hour show.
Why? This guy's still on the phone.
After the 99th hour, he actually started singing along to the music.
And he didn't even realize he was
never,
doing it?
No, he didn't realize he was doing it. He never sings.
Okay. I got it. This guy is just the biggest loser on earth.
Be nice to him. He won a stamp. And, Carlo, I want you to throw in a bonus stamp. And you be nice to him.
Why don't we go back on the air? Okay, in 10 seconds, he's made his mark. We could go back on the air and ask him. Okay. No, that's the first week. Okay. Hey, thanks for holding. Sorry to keep you on hold so long.
No problem.
No problem. One stamp is on its way. You know, I am curious. I couldn't help but notice you stayed on hold for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're only getting one stamp for all your trouble. Now, can you explain that?
What?
He knew that we were throwing in a bonus stamp.
No, we are not throwing in a bonus
stamp.
We
are throwing in a bonus stamp.
He's getting a post-it from Carlo and a stamp.
Chuck, don't listen to what he's saying. You are getting a bonus stamp. Carlo is putting it
in the
envelope.
Chuck, what if I had said instead of a stamp, a shiny new nickel? Would you have stayed on the phone for 5 minutes?
That's a little less than 34 cents.
Yeah, it's a lot less. Would you have stayed on? Oh, you know what? You know what? We're going to throw in a shiny new nickel. Hey, can you hold on for one second?
No, I don't have a shiny nickel.
I have a shiny nickel. Hold on. Hey, Chuck, hold on the phone. Just hold on.
Sounds good.
Okay. Here you go. If he holds, there's a shiny new nickel.
I have a couple of shiny nickels.
Yeah, okay, we got one.
Wait, let's pick the shiniest.
This guy will stay on the phone for anything.
So he's getting two stamps and a shiny nickel.
Okay, let's put him back on.
This is why he's staying on the phone, because we keep increasing
the
pot.
Is he listening to us right now?
No.
Okay, put him back on. Did you just stay on hold again?
Yeah.
For a shiny new nickel?
Well, now he's up to 73 cents.
Okay.
Soon he's going to break a dollar.
No, he's not up to 73 cents.
Because we're
one stamp and one nickel.
68 cents for the two stamps.
Chuck, if you stay on hold for one more second, I'll throw in a small saliva bubble. Hold on there. Just hold on 1 second and you'll get your saliva bubble.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so now he's on hold.
I told you. People will stay on hold just because.
And I told you, Scotsmen are cheap bastards. They will do anything for a penny. They will even stay on hold for a saliva bubble if it's free. You ever see a Scotsman on the street? They look down, they see a saliva bubble on the sidewalk. They get all excited. The one said shush. I'm going too far.
I'm shushing Carlo.
Oh, you're shushing Carlo.
I'm shushing Carlo.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I'm ashamed. I don't want anybody laughing in the background.
To encourage
him. I'm ashamed of you.
All right, let's go back on the air.
Don't insult him anymore, okay? I'm just gonna hang up.
He's not hanging up for anything. You think this guy might hang up?
I told you that people will stay on hold for nothing.
You really are afraid he'll hang up?
No,
this
I'm
guy
not.
Won't hang up at all. The house could be on fire.
I'm not afraid he will hang up. I just don't want you abusing him anymore.
I put him back on the phone. Put him back on the air. Hey, Chuck, are you Chuck Jr.?
I'm Brian, but I
it's
have
all right.
A couple friends that actually call me Chuck.
We can call him Brian.
Brian, we'll put
envelope.
On the envelope. Hey, Brian, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 16.
Okay, so you're like, what is that, like you're a sophomore, you're a junior?
Yeah, sophomore. We're just finishing up.
No, congratulations. Thanks. Well, now, do you think your dad would have stayed on hold for one stamp?
Probably not.
Probably not.
No way.
Because he has what we call a life, I guess.
I'm just waiting for the Sixers game to come on.
Chuck.
Exactly.
We have a song we want to play for you now,
yeah.
And we want your honest opinion, okay?
No, this will get him off the phone.
This is the real purpose of the call.
Okay, listen to this, Chuck. This is our new theme song. There's nothing wrong with your phone. Don't be scared, sir.
To hell on 7 second delay. The program does not go away. It's listen when they put you on the air.
Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, we'll hold. He puts us on hold.
He hung up on us.
Did he?
He hung up.
There you go. It's the theme song. I've been ridiculing him. I've been insulting him. What got rid of him?
The new theme song.
Hey, maybe this serves a purpose. They could use it like in auditoriums or places that need to be cleared quickly in an emergency.
The Port Authority?
Yeah, police could use it to disperse crowds.
Outside 7-Elevens?
Exactly.
Thank you, the Momometers.
Thank you, Momometers.
This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Okay. Stay tuned for the Audio Kitchen. And we will be back with a live show in 2 weeks.
Oh, what's happening next week?
I don't know.
I got a vacation?
You told me you couldn't make it next week. Didn't you?
What is next week? What day of the week?
I don't know.
What day of the month?
What's today?
Hold on.
It's Wednesday.
No, next week I'm cool. 13th? Are you around next week?
Yeah, I'm around next week.
I have a trouble with the 20th.
Oh, okay.
I might have misspoke.
Have you ever heard 1 hour? Pass along in dog ears. All your worst fears. Can go and stick it to the man. Cause he's the kind of man who can. And he's fantastic at making fantastic with Poco records that we play on 7 second delay.
And Ken and Andy may very well be back in 2 weeks, according to the show. But this was an old show, so next week they may be here alive. You'll have to tune in and find out, I guess. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for RadioVert.
Fly in our so hard to hold control.
One side effect of the pills is that they make me dream. I dream about mice and secret societies. I didn't used to, but now my brain is like everybody else's, and I dream and talk in complete sentences and use big words. I write notes to my friends. Some of my friends write back. I don't remember how I was before, just that I was something different. I don't remember how I used to act, but I do remember the things I used to love. My best friend is Mikey, and Shepherd is my German Shepherd and best dog friend. There is my teacher, Miss Mary, and my mama, who is now an angel because she died. I still love those things.
Suicide.